Karibu Sana. Welcome to the New You for Life podcast. My name is Yamasani, and I'm an IIN certified health coach, an NASM certified personal trainer, and a deep-rooted student of life with a child's mindset. I'm on a personal journey of remembering myself. Another way I can say this is I'm on a personal journey of putting the pieces of my whole being back together while simultaneously healing myself from all ancestral and current day cultural traumas. My goal is to help you understand that consciousness is an allowed experience where you can manifest anything you desire when forgiveness and compassion are present, and to show you that you have love and support because you are not the only one going through what you're going through, as we are all of the one source. If you're willing to be vulnerable with me and share your stories with me, you won't find a more vehement, active listener than me. And during our conversing, if you figure, I need some health coaching or some accountability coaching, I'd love to fill that void for you as well, as one of my life's purposes is to help you unlock your willpower, take control of your day-to-day, and become a new you for life. On this episode, I had a medium reading done at Soultopia. Please enjoy after a word from our sponsor.
I work for the Holy Spirit, so whatever is guided by the Holy Spirit, I am the voice for the Spirit. I am Catholic, so there will be references that might pertain to that aspect of it. Just know that that's how Spirit can relate to me, so that I can interpret what the messages are to be able to voice them to you. This is for you to contemplate and to sit in your quiet space with God and have that conversation. If cards are what are required, they'll show me. If not, I just let Spirit work through me. If you see me kind of going like this, it's think of it as a radar. I'm just trying to gather them. They like to come over here while I sit in this room. They like to sit here and like talk to me right here. So if you see me looking over here, just conversing with them. If you have other entities that come in, they tend to come in on the left as I sit in this room. That's just the way it is. So I haven't started your time. I wait until you ask your question.
Okay.
So what's your question?
I honestly don't have a question.
Okay.
We're all antennas. I kind of want to get some downloads on maybe what might be downloaded to you. Is that normally how normally
it's a question? That has happened too. That can also happen. You're starting your new journey. You're starting your spiritual journey. You are slowly becoming aware that things are not as people or what society has told you. And you're starting to see the little nuances, almost as if the blindfold is being, like you can kind of see underneath it. That's definitely what I'm getting from them and from you. You're like, I'm seeing things. Things are coming up with more clarity. Colors are more vibrant for you. You're taking more time to stop and, bear with the cliche, smell the roses than you've ever done in your life. Like, you realize there's more to this than the rat race. Why am I running? Why am I doing this? What's the point? I just feel like I'm going nowhere. That's what it was. And it's almost like they kicked you out of the wheel, almost like you got disconnected from the matrix. And now you're like, huh, I see this. But you really don't know what you're supposed to do with it. That's definitely what I'm getting from them. This feels as though they just said 6 months. So I'm gathering from them, it was 6 months past. So about 6 months ago, things started changing for you. So it's November, so we're looking at May timeframe. Something happened that you all of a sudden, things just, you could have had just a new thought. They're also giving me that you're having more of these conversations kind of by yourself. You're like, well, what if this was this and not what I'm being told? But the answer to your question is yes. You're starting to question as a spirit and not as a human. Congratulations. Welcome to the crazy world. Okay. So right now I'm asking for you to them because I'm kind of asking your heart to tell me truly what is it that it wishes to tell your ego. So your spirit is the thing that you cannot touch. The ego is everything here. It includes your drives to have public acknowledgement or this thing, this idea that you're not really a man unless you have this. You know, you're not really a man unless you can provide for this. That's all ego. Spirit is like, what is it that brings you joy? What is it that brings you love? That will be your spirit. What is it that truly hurts you? What is it that we're actually trying to hide from? And your spirit's like, hello, you can't hide from this anymore. But you're like, I want to ignore it. The I want to ignore it is your ego. The no matter how hard this is, I will take that step forward. That is your spirit. Two different things. So if you were raised within any type of Christian faith, they want you to know what you read in the Bible and what you were force-fed is what they're giving me. Like, it was every, like, I feel like you were raised in this kind of a, a family. If it was written black and white in the Bible, then that's what it was. That's what they're telling me is how you were raised as a child. Or that's the family environment. They want you to question that. Because what you were told and what is the truth are two completely different things. And now you're starting to see some cracks in what you were told is not the truth. You're like, wait a minute. What if this is what it was? So in the sense that where there's aspects of where Jesus says, you know, kingdom of heaven is here. And everyone's like, well, no, it's not. I got to die. And I'll never come back. So it's who? I've been blessed with this is just along those lines because they're telling me he needs to bear witness to some things. Again, I'm Catholic. And I have been blessed with the gift of tongues. And in the Catholic faith, they say there's seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Only seven? So you're telling God, God, you only have the ability to give seven gifts. So two. Is there not an infinite amount of gifts that could be granted by the Creator? One of which might just be the ability to channel and talk to you and to walk and to be able to see through a veil or through whatever cloudiness it is that humans have. You're stepping through that. The journey to your clarity. It's not a crystal clear water. It's going to get murky. They want you to also know that there will be people who will push back at you. People that you love. Who's the preacher? Is that your dad or your grandfather or uncle? There's a masculine figure that is a preacher in your family. At least it feels like that. That person is, oh, that's what it feels like. And that person, please know that that person, ego is huge. And so ego has literally just shut down really the openness of everything. What you see in life actually has repressed the spirit of this person so much that because of where you're going, you don't need his acceptance. Don't allow his closed-mindedness to hinder where you need to go. So believe in us. Believe in where we're taking you. Believe in our power. It's those that keep themselves closed-minded that they will keep coming back, learning a lesson over and over and over again. Wherein, as you pass and through the different energies, and they're just saying, as you live this particular life, your life will be so much more fulfilled. There's so much more joy, understanding of life. They want you to, it's like, they're relating to me. You are almost like a sunflower. It sounds like, oh, sunflower, God. Bear with me. A sunflower every morning opens up to the light, follows the sun all day, and as the sun goes down, it closes too. And it does it again and again. So it's always facing the light. It's always facing the warmth, the goodness, whatever, you know, our ideas. Darkness is bad, but it's really not. To you, the darkness will be rest and reprieve because during the day, you're in constant motion. Use the night. Use your shadow. So shadow work in what I do is not about I'm fighting off demons. Sometimes those demons are ourselves. It's the ego. It's that ego aspect of us that is constantly fighting the spirit. sometimes we live our life where our ego has outbalanced our spirit so much that the spirit curls up, and although it doesn't fight, it just, I have no more willpower to go on. It almost atrophies like a muscle in a cast. That doesn't mean it hasn't gone away. It's just not what's leading that person's life. The ego is so strong. Can there be changes? It is a cataclysmic change too. If for those with those huge egos, for them to change and have spirit. So basically they came in and said, you know what, before that happens to you, your spirit literally, sorry, I literally, they said, your spirit leader said, yeah, I beat down. I did a beat down. Like, it just literally, these like big dogs with a paw, and he's like, nope, I'm taking over right now. I'm trying to word this because it's like, they just sent like a download, and I'm like, hold on, I gotta figure out how to word this. They're giving me, I'm getting this energy about, you will be more of a man, not by what you provide materialistically. You'll be more of a man by providing, in a sense, the spiritual, the moral, the values, the hard work. Those things that you cannot buy are the cornerstone or the foundation of your passing on the strength of a man and the masculine energy that you need to give to your family and give to yourself by upholding that which cannot be bought. They're literally saying, we have to pull you away from the materialistic to show you your strength here, because your ability to transgress from saying, I need to provide, and they're like, you don't need the mansion, you don't need the specialty cars, you don't need this materialistic shit. But you stepping forward with the non-materialistic, and you step forward with those things that cannot be bought, your legacy is passed on. Materials can come and go. Values, courage, strength, and knowing who you are and acknowledging the spirit, that's a lifetime. That's what they want you to pass on.
Appreciate it. I've been doing that too.
So validation, yeah, for you.
Exactly. That's exactly, yep.
That's just validation that what you're doing is where you need to be going.
I've been accepting more, just to simple and plain, just accepting more as far as what, you know, Gabriel is my archangel, the messenger of God, the word of God, the Vishuddha, the throat chakra is more aligned with my first stone and all that. And I've been doing that, where I let go and started accepting. What I let go of is trying to get everyone on that page. And what I've accepted is what I'm supposed to do. And I've known this since about 9 years young. I grew up and saw a lot of crazy stuff. Father beating on my wife, on my mom and all that stuff. So I was molded by the spirits really young. So I've been talking to spirits and speaking with spirit guides and getting downloads and all that at 9. I would just be quiet about it. I'd see things, I'd have visions. They're not dreams or visions. I got travel astral plane to places, and then I would relive things. People are like, oh, that's deja vu. No, it's you actually have been there. So I've been doing that since 9. But just as of 6 months ago, I let go of the ego in a sense of those two people you were talking about, the preacher and that. It's actually me and me. I let go of trying to kind of control everything in a sense of, in a positive way. Like, I don't try to control people. Everything I do is actually, I'm a health coach, I'm a certified personal trainer. Like, everything I do is like what you're supposed to be doing kind of for your body. Yeah. And I let go of all that and let individuals go on their own journey and come to their own realizations. And what I found out was that, and the sunflower thing, what I found out is that I am, when the sun comes up, I was really doing everything for everyone. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to let go and let the spirits guide me on what I already know, because they've been doing it since I've been 9. You know what? Just let me just let you guide me and be an example in my own life.
All right.
And whomever wants to basically do what they're supposed to be doing or kind of learn something from what I'm trying to do, that's fine. I'm not thinking about it, though. That's not my concern. You know what I mean? I'm not perfect because I'm learning from other people as well. But the things that I know are for sure 100%, you know, the eating, the physical activity, the homeschool the kids, the education of all that. Got a son out there, my oldest one, come out here and tell you multiplication timetables, reads full books, grown books. Kid's a genius because I sting on him. He wakes up and he's like, he does open and closed circuits, all this stuff. He'll wake up, first thing he goes, I want to do an activity book. He wants to do those things at this point because I was just showing him so much. He wakes up and goes, I want to do number blocks, or I want to do open closed circuits. I want to read. I want to spell. So he's the one that I'm actually fully in line with, and I'm giving him all these spiritual downloads, and he's taking everything. Everyone else, I am, when they're ready, the spirits will tell me, they'll tell me through them.
Yes.
They'll come and tell me something. Like, oh, let me show you something. So I appreciate
it. They want you to always keep space available for those that need to step in. They do not need to cross your boundary, but you will provide them with an open, unjudgmental space. At no means are they to cross over your boundary. None of them need to, nor should they. They're literally showing me that it's almost like you have your auric field and you open up a space, not that it comes through your boundary, but you open up a space, the person comes in, and you're able to provide them with the energy, the thoughts, the connection, whether it is a direct connection or not in the cord, that we talk about, you can actually plug and unplug. So it's almost like the Matrix. If you're like, all right, I need to help you out here. I'm going to plug in here, give you what you need to know, and then, all right, you're going off in a little bubble, and it's almost like going back to the Wizard of Oz, and they're stuck in the little bubble that transports them. You're like, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So know that, yes, you're on that one.
Appreciate it.
On this episode's Remember Yourself, I'm giving you a homework assignment. Research Series 9 DNA. You're welcome. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to the New You for Life podcast. Your contributions go directly towards editing audio and other necessary production costs. Also, consider following us on Instagram at new_you4life, that's the number 4, and on Facebook at New You for Life. Tuanane Badai.